another call around 12:10.
King's Lawn Care.
Hey, is Mac in?
This Mac.
Hey, Mac. Nico over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
With the who?
The Bank of Cardiff. You probably don't remember. We were a contact a couple quarters ago about some of the programs we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital. And at the time, you told me you didn't have anything in the pipeline that needed financing, but I should check back up. Okay, yeah.
Stay out of debt.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I don't know what the country's going to turn like here in another month or two.
Oh, I know. A lot of my clients have been saying the same thing. They're kind of trying to prepare themselves right now. How's everything been?
Damn stock market, a lot of drop like a damn rock.
It will. I mean, possibly. We don't know, really. We don't know what to expect, but everybody's preparing.
I know the gold and silver thing's been on the TV every single hour. I don't know, maybe they trying to tell us something. Gold and silver.
Yeah. I mean, or that's just propaganda, to be honest. I mean, yeah, gold or silver, it won't. It's never ever. It's not like something that's going to blow up immediately.
Gold and silver and guns and bullets and whiskey.
Definitely. Hey, I like
you
the last
trade
one.
All them items.
I like the last them. One.
Yeah, whiskey.
So what are you doing to prepare yourself for what's to come? Have you been shifting your focus
put it
with
in
the
land
business?
Too. All my money I've been putting in land.
Oh, wow.
How's the business itself been, King's Lawn Care?
It sucked ever since Obama been in there.
Oh, really?
2004, 2005, 2006, 2007. Made more money ever made in my life.
Okay, great.
Ever since Obama been in there, ain't made no damn. I made a living. I ain't made no money.
I had
to work twice as hard to hold on to what I had in 04, 05, 06.
What was happening? Were your customers just leaving? Was competition becoming too much? The market getting saturated? What was going on?
Everything's been going up, and ain't nobody. I can't. And competition's going so hard here. I got so many people here doing it now. I can't go up on the prices, so I'm kind of stuck in limbo with the prices. Because
yeah, I was about to ask. What do you do?
People quit on me if I go up on the prices.
Are you doing something differently to outperform your competitors to maybe reel in those customers?
I do that. Like, I check the customers and I call them, I email them, I do everything, try to get, you know, more business from them.
Right. So you're trying to hit more of the customer service type aspect.
Yeah, more and more doing more stuff for them than just regular mowing.
So
I'm checking a yard now. Trimming bushes and stuff like that.
I was gonna say, have you shifted your focus just from lawn care to maybe more landscaping type services?
I'm working on that next year. I'm started working, shifting it from just getting away from mowing period and just do landscaping.
I think it's a lot easier for me. Exactly. It's a big market too. Everybody always wants to have their yards and properties kept up. And for you yourself, it's a huge market for either commercial customers too, like business owners, commercial buildings. They always need maintenance and landscaping done all the time.
Yeah.
So they hire you guys, and boom, there you go. There's a few new customers who bring in the real big money too.
Yeah, I like customers that give me a couple thousand every time I go over there.
Exactly, and hey, that would be a nice thing, right?
Yeah, I don't have to have too many jobs a week, 3 jobs a week.
So do you do everything yourself right now? Do you have people under you?
Oh, I got people helping me.
Okay. You're just, do you take more along the lines of the supervisor role now?
Yeah. Now, I try not to be in, you can't have a business if you're in the business. I try to stay out of the business and just go check the yards and stuff.
Whoa, so you go check after the product, after you guys have done a job and everything.
I get the customer, and then I check the yards after we finish to make sure the customer's happy.
Yeah, so
I mean,
yeah, so you can get paid, exactly. Do you have, any upcoming plans or opportunities to grow? How have you been able to...
No, my problem is competition and not enough help. That's the problem. You
can't
get enough decent help.
How do you bring on new customers then? How do you seek out new business?
I suffer all year long trying to keep help.
Okay.
Because we're seasonal. We're not every
month. Of course,
month,
of course.
You know, so we're just
when's the busy season for you guys?
I start in February.
And so are we catching the tail end of the busy
from February
season?
February to June. Oh, I'm through now.
Oh, you're through it.
Piddling stuff. Well, just piddling stuff, you know. Like
okay.
Like now I can take me and my boy and one more and do whatever we got to do.
Yeah, just kind of like side jobs to get you up until the...
Yeah, until December. And then December we're through till February.
Yeah, so what do you do during the slow time then? How do you prepare yourself for...
I go to Florida.
you're going on a little vacation, huh?
Bermuda's. I don't come back till February.
So what do you do out there?
I got a house in Sarasota.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You go out on the coast at all?
Well, I live 5 miles from it.
Hey, hell, that's pretty nice, huh? You said, wait, so do you fish or anything? Do you go deep sea fishing?
I fish. I go walking on the beach and do a little
nice.
Motorcycle.
Nice. Oh, I'm a little jealous right now.
Yeah.
I've never been out to Florida before.
That's where I come from, Florida.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's actually really cool. All right, well, how about do this?
If you can have just call me back later, maybe closer to May or April or May, maybe I need something by then.
Yeah, why don't we do this, Mac? What's the best email address that we have that I can at least keep
that's
in contact
King's
with
Lawn
you?
Care.
King's
Lawn Care.
Lawn Care. At
cox.net.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to shoot you over my contact information, Mac.
That'd be good.
You can have me on file. Do you, you know, just out of curiosity, do you normally bring on, like, what types of equipment would you usually bring on?
Trucks, I ain't been long bought a backhoe, so I bought one of those here not long ago. So.
Oh, okay, nice. What type, only a year ago, so that was pretty recent?
That's a Kubota.
Oh, it's a Kubota. How much did that run you?
About 40 grand.
Okay, did you finance that, or did you purchase it outright?
Kubota did with 0% interest.
Oh, nice. That is absolutely amazing.
That's right.
How long did they get that on for you, 24 months, or did they get you on the 36-month one?
No, I'm on 60 months.
Whew! Dang.
Yep.
That is impressive.
0% interest. Well, I bought a bunch of stuff for me.
I don't have that many clients who have been able to, get qualified with them. They usually have pretty strict guidelines that they need to follow.
I don't know. I bought a bunch of stuff from Track.
Is that usually your go-to, manufacturer?
Well, anything big, I go to Kubota.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'd love to at least be a resource to you here, Mac, when the time comes, if you're looking for other equipment, and see what type of programs
just
we can get you on.
Just send me an email. I'll look at it and keep it in a folder by itself.
Perfect. That's a plan. I'll stay in touch with you, too, towards the beginning of the year and see, you know, what projects you have coming up.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Sounds good. Take care, Mac. Good following up with you, man. Bye.
Yes, sir.